Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Time to talk agriculture now. Bruce Reynolds is with me. How are you, Bruce?
I'm pretty well, Neil.
Thanks for your company. Now, last week when we chatted, you were out at Wyangla Dam. What was the purpose of your visit? What were you doing out there?
So I was having a look at the dam, and then we travelled along looking at the impact of flooding along the Lachlan River. But I visited a number of farms along the Lachlan over the next couple of days after I had a chat with you, and also met with some mayors along the river and some business people along the river. But it was quite an eye-opening visit, particularly with regard to the flood damage.
Okay, a lot of water being released out of Wyangla Dam at the moment, flowing down the Lachlan. What did you see in terms of flood damage?
So, look, reports, and I saw a lot of cereal crop damage, as in it's totally written off. What was on the higher ground, crop out in head, on the lower ground was mud. There was no actual crop there at all.
Right.
Locals are estimating between 10 and 20,000 acres of crop and pasture and canola crop, cereal crops and canola crops, etc., have been lost throughout that mid-Lachlan Valley, around the Gemmalong area, between Forbes and Condobolin. So a fairly substantial amount of damage. On the other side, though, I did see some beautiful crops, some magnificent canola crops. Some of them were still out in flower. I was near Condo in one.
Right.
It was a seed producer, so they were a little bit later. But their crop was still out fully in yellow, which is quite surprising for this time of the year. You'd normally expect it to be finished, but it is under irrigation, that particular crop. So, but the wheat crops, huge number of seeds, so that the heads are quite large. They sit them in rows, and you're expecting quite a large cereal crop, particularly that Forbes Condobolin area, as long as we don't get a wet harvest, fingers crossed about that.
Okay. All right. Now, also, I believe you came across a new asparagus variety. What did you find?
So, yes, in the Cowra area, I was visiting one local producer, and, he's brought in a variety from the United States. It's a hybrid asparagus variety, but it tastes like snow peas.
As in you
pick the stem and ate it, direct, so you didn't cook it or anything. As in, and it was just like chewing on a snow pea. A magnificent tasting variety. Hopefully it's coming to a retailer near you probably next year. That particular producer, because of the very depressed prices for asparagus at the moment, well below the cost of production, because what normally happens with the asparagus industry is that about 50% of our fresh asparagus is exported, air freighted overseas. So it's very time sensitive. You can't put it on a ship. You've got to put it on a plane. And because a lot of the passenger planes carry freight and go direct to countries, but they aren't at the moment because of the restrictions with COVID. So a lot of the exporters just put it on the domestic market, flooded the domestic market, and so this producer in particular decided just not to harvest this year, that with the labour supply and the costs of production, that it was cheaper to actually leave the crop in the ground. But it stays there. The roots stay there, and next year you'll get new spears coming off those roots. So hopefully next year people can get to taste the snow pea asparagus.
Okay. Is that what it's called?
No, I don't think it's just called normal asparagus, but hopefully it'll be on the retail shelves next year. So it's just something that I hadn't come across, and it was just so nice to eat it fresh, straight from the stem, to chew on it, pick it straight out of the paddock and into your mouth.
Yeah, okay. Now, schools are back many places around the state. How's this impacting the local apple industry?
Well, sadly, the demand has been really poor in the last 4 to 6 weeks. It's been very, very low. Bit of competition coming in with mangoes and other fruit starting. We'll start to see stone fruit before long. But hopefully the lunch boxes, particularly in that Sydney area, with a lot of kids going back next week, some of them have already gone back, as you've said, the early years and year 12. But hopefully lunch boxes start to pick up demand. But at the moment, demand very sluggish for apples. And so there's a lot still in cool stores around the Orange area and other production areas. So I expect a lot of apples over the summer break that will still be available this year.
All right. Now, we talk agriculture when we catch up each week, but let's move to another primary industry. Let's talk mining. There's a bit of a swing happening in the mining at the moment with regard specifically to copper. What's happening?
Well, we're seeing prices that we haven't seen for 25 years. Last night, I was watching the copper prices, and funnily enough, I was looking at commodity prices, and just clicked on the copper price, and I went, oh, wow, it is just shy of a 25-year high record in US dollars a pound. So I didn't do the conversion back to Australian dollars to see whether it was actually at a high compared to when it was back, I think it was about 2010, was another high in the price. But it's rough. Last night it was sitting right at that previous high, and it's never been up there before. And that's really big locally. I don't know if you know, but it was in Cadia. They produce over 100,000 tonnes of copper a year out of the Cadia Valley operation there south of Orange. So it will have a big impact, one would suspect, on their bottom line, which all goes well for the continuing operations of that mine, as well as, of course, they produce the gold as well. But, record copper prices, or close to record copper prices, are really going to hopefully benefit our local economy and community.
All right, I'm with Bruce Reynolds, and we're talking primary industries this morning here on Triple M, mate. As always, thank you for your time. Have a good day.
Thanks, Neil.